Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue on with Judges and encourage you to be reading God's Word and to be involved in a good fellowship, good church where God's Word is read and preached and where you can be held accountable, right? That's always a good thing. But we want to be in God's Word every day. We want to be hearing it. We want to be reading it. And we're continuing on here in the book of Judges. And we get to a fairly long story. So I think I'm going to cut this up a little bit as we deal with the judge Deborah and Barak, the general. So let's get, here we are in Judges chapter 4. And we'll try and get through the first 10 verses. Yes, that's what we'll do. All right. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud died, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosh Hagoyim. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for him, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and he oppressed the people of Israel cruelly, cruelly for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lappidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the people of Israel came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, the son of Abinadab from Kedesh Naphtali, and said to him, "Has not the Lord, the God of Israel, commanded you, go gather your men at Mount Tabor, taking 10,000 from the people of Naphtali and the people of Zebulun? And I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the river Kishon, with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." And Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called out Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 men went up at his heels, and Deborah went up with him. All right, we'll stop there. And so here we are with this Barak guy insisting that he has heard from God because he's not surprised. And Deborah is saying, have you not heard? In other words, she's saying, I know you've heard. And he doesn't deny it, but he's needed, I guess, a confirmation that it truly was what he was hearing from the Lord. And he wanted Deborah's support, wanted her to go with him. Now, there's a lot of commentary on this. And here's what we have to take from this. It's not a bad thing that Deborah's judging and the people are going to her for counsel. The bad thing is that the men are not rising up and doing what God has called them to do. And Deborah calls him out on that. Deborah calls him out on, okay, so you're not going to go do what God has called you to do without me? Of course, I'm going to go with you, but, and that may not have been the case. She's not going because she's a warrior, but she's going because she's a leader. And Barak apparently is not as much of a leader as he thinks he should be, so he needs her to go with him. And that's a downfall for many men, I think, when they don't realize that they can lead if they will trust God. Because it's not about their actual ability to lead, it's their ability to trust God. So Barak here doesn't have a leadership problem, he has a faith problem. And Deborah calls it out. And so for us today, it's just realizing, yeah, where is our faith? Do we really believe all that God has said he's going to do? We're, as I record this, it's Good Friday. So we're coming up on Easter. And this is the time of year all around the world. There's all kinds of traditions that people do, Good Friday services, many other things. So I'm not going to get into all that, but the thing that we need to do, I mean, tradition is not bad unless it causes us to think that because we do that tradition, we're good with God. No, what we need to make sure we're doing is we need to repent and hate, not only repent from our sin, but hate our sin and hate all sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and know that by his grace we are saved and that believe that God the Father did raise Jesus Christ from the dead, which that brings us to Easter, right? So he dies on the cross for our sins, all of our sins, and so we should really hate our sin and we need to repent. I think that's what's what is often what we're missing in leadership in Christendom, if you will. So whether you're leading your family or leading a business or leading your church or leading a Bible study, however you're leading, whether you're doing it as a profession in ministry or you're doing, if you're a secular leader, a boss, a manager, a coach, any of these things, man and woman, that we are humble and that we repent of our sins before the Lord and that we walk as Christ has called us to walk. And maybe I'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through some of these through Judges, because this is what the people of Israel are not doing. They're not walking the way the Lord wants them to walk. They're not doing what God has called them to do. The question for us today is, are we like the people of the day of Judges? Or has Christ really changed us? Have we really, do we really have a new heart? Has our heart of stone been changed to a heart of flesh and we're really walking with the Lord? That's my prayer for you that you are and that you will cry out to God for mercy and repent, regardless of whether, whenever you listen to this. So whether it's, it is actually Good Friday or if it's some other day, somewhere in the year, I pray that you will cry out to God for mercy, that you will know that you are His, you repent of your sins, and keep walking with your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, reading His Word, and being empowered by the Holy Spirit to understand it and to walk by grace and walk by faith. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.